for my family and my heart.
My family and friends.
My dog.
My family.
My dogs.
My house.
I'm grateful for my family, friends and hamster.
I'm grateful for my dogville.
Friends.
I'm grateful for my brain.
My family and cat.
I'm grateful for my house and my room, that I don't have to worry what am I going to eat today or where I'm going to be sleeping, because I know that I have everything at home and I don't need to look for a shelter to sleep.
Well, I'm grateful for, well, basically everything in my life, that I have the opportunity to actually even study at this great school, to do hobbies that I like, and that I can eat great food that my dad usually prepares for me.
I'm grateful for my family, and definitely also that I live in Czech Republic and that I live in democracy.
Well, my birth was something, let's say, special, and I'm grateful that I'm still here.
So I'm grateful for having people around me that love me, and I'm also really grateful for the fact that I was born in Czech Republic.
To be born in Spain, that is a safe country, a very nice country to live without any problems.
I'm grateful for the opportunities that I have been given. There are families all over the world that share the meals that I have had, like, for myself. They don't even have shoes for walking.
I'm grateful for the family that I have. That is amazing. And for my mental and physical health that I have, that others don't have. And lived in Spain, that is security country.
I'm grateful for having privacy. So, for example, my own room or my own things that I don't have to share with multiple people.
That I can do what I like, what I enjoy. And I'm grateful for I have a healthy family and I am healthy too.
I am grateful for all my life, for my health, mental, physical health.
I'm also grateful for the fact that we can afford food.
I'm really grateful for having my family close by. Like, I know where they are, I know that they are safe. It must have been terrible in the past not to know where your family is and what has happened with them. So I'm really grateful for that.
I'm most grateful for being healthy and for my whole family being healthy and for the fact that my family provides everything for me and that we've never struggled financially.
And you? What are you grateful for? Do you take a moment to appreciate the people and things in your life, or do you sometimes take them for granted? I ask because gratitude has been at the heart of our discussions this week with our guests from Spain. I'm David Mirta, and together with my incredible students and our visitors, Pedro, Samuel, Miguel, Jorge, Carlos, Alberto, Nuria, and Pilar, we've been diving deep into mental health and well-being as part of our Erasmus project. One key question we explored: can practicing gratitude actually make us happier? The research says yes, and we put that idea to the test. Yesterday, our Spanish guests visited Auschwitz, a powerful and emotional experience that made them reflect on gratitude in a profound way. What did they take away from it? In this episode, we'll explore that and much more. We'll hear from students of all ages, and even a 90-year-old woman who has some timeless wisdom to share on mental well-being. So stay with us. You won't want to miss this. What was the weather like in Auschwitz?
Good. It was good. It was windy, but it doesn't matter.
Where did the other visitors come from?
There were other Spanish people. There were French. I think there were even German. From Greece, from Italy, from all Europe, I think there were.
What was one moment that made you stop and think?
A moment, for example, for me, it was the hair of the man and woman, the suitcase, and I think very much of this.
Why do you think it's important to not forget about what happened in Auschwitz?
We can learn about this, what happened in this place, for it isn't repeated.
Once a philosopher said, I don't remember its name, the human who forgets his history is forced to repeat it.
Do you think your experience from Auschwitz will stay with you?
Yeah, because it made us think how lucky we are. We can live in a great life and know the life they live.
Practicing gratitude actually works, and you don't need to visit Auschwitz to see its impact. Did you know that gratitude can rewire your brain, helping you sleep better, stress less, and even feel 25% happier? One easy way to start is by keeping a gratitude journal. Just write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, every day. It's quick, simple, and proven to work. You brush your teeth to protect them from cavities, right? Think of gratitude as a way to protect your mind from negativity and depression. But gratitude isn't the only way to boost well-being. In our podcast, people aged 6 to 90 share their best tips for feeling better. As an experiment, we tested some of these techniques with our Spanish guests, comparing how activities like sports, manual work, art, and music affect the mind. Want to hear what we discovered? Stay tuned.
I play
with Lego. Me too, I play with Lego. I draw too. I'm on my tablet, phone, or I watch TV. I play games on my phone, or I help my mom. Besides practicing gratitude, what are some other things you personally do when you want to feel happier or better?
I try to do breathing exercises. Or when I'm in a bad mood, I try to avoid it with thinking about memories that I have with my family and friends. And when that doesn't help, I try to tell my problems to someone, and that usually helps because I let it go.
I usually write my thought on a paper, try to spend time with people I'm happy with, or go exercise.
I believe in God, so when I'm stressed, I read some text in Bible, and I found there so many practical advice for my life, so yeah, I did this.
When I'm not feeling good, I usually taking a quick cold shower because it helps me a lot.
When I'm sad, I usually play video games with my friends or draw.
I watch videos on social media and play video games, and sometimes I play badminton.
I fly planes and I play badminton with Slavik to stay unstressed.
When I'm not feeling my personal best, I try to detach from everything and everyone and try to spend some time with myself, because we are our own best friend and we should take care of ourselves. So spend some time alone, go on a walk alone, listen to your thoughts, maybe even paint something, do something that you love.
What helps me is talking to my friends and cuddling my cat because she's adorable and that instantly makes me feel better. And also, the purring can be comforting. And I also sometimes squeeze my plushies.
Keeping my surroundings tidy really helps me, whether it's my room or just the space where I spend time, because it helps me feel more put together and in control of things.
So my number one method is that helps me really is to do any kind of sport activity, especially for me football.
What really helps me is going outside for a run or walk or even just reading outside and getting some fresh air or journaling.
When I get stressed, I like to write my thoughts out or distract myself with music or just rest in a dark room.
I do sport or listen to music. Also, sometimes I sleep, do breathing exercise with my watch, and go for a walk, hang out with my friends, or play video games.
What helps me is aromatherapy, breathing in scents and natural oils that calm my mind, or working out.
I distract myself, for example, playing video games, or talk, normally hanging out with my friends, or being with my family. And also I do the melody thinking.
What is that?
A melody is composed by good parts and bad parts, and that's what makes music. If life didn't have bad moments, it wouldn't be fun.
For me, I like do sports like basket and football, and listen to my favorite type of music. Also, I play my drum set. We meet with my friends and play some video games.
For feeling better, I go to the gym or playing any sports because helps me to think in other things, and also I like to play video games.
What it makes me feel better is to meet up with my friends or play football, and I also sleep after a stressful day, and I go to the gym with my friends also because it makes me think about other things that are not like studies, for example, that make me stress.
What helps me is listening to music and like sewing clothes. And also I like to do sports, like especially skateboarding, and that's it.
So what helps me is like deep breathing exercises and writing my feelings into my diary. And I also like to paint or draw.
What helps me is, for example, playing with my dog, or I really like cooking when I'm stressed.
I go into nature, ride my mountain bike, and I usually take a nap, like, when I'm stressed, too.
And whenever I feel stressed, I usually close my eyes and take a deep breath, or I try to push it out by music, my favorite songs and everything. And in the afternoons, I usually play tennis because I'm trying to play tournaments and everything, so I usually put the negative energy and emotions into that.
Personally, I really love reading books. It helps me escape the reality and think about something else.
I usually use sports because I am PE teacher and I like doing sports a lot. So I go running, I go swimming or whatever. But sometimes I don't have the chance because it can be in a moment in which you cannot do practice sports before exams or whatever. And then I try to get relaxed using my breath, focusing on the right moment and trying to get my mind relaxed, focusing on something like breathing slowly.
Babičko, letos ti bude 90. Grandma, you're turning 90 this year, so you've seen a lot. What are some things you've learned not to do when you're feeling down or want to feel better?
Aby nehledali vyžití v alkoholu.
Do not try to find comfort in alcohol or drugs because they are enemies that are very hard to get rid of. It's really easy to become addicted, and that's not good. A lot of our students mentioned that drawing, painting, and listening to music help them feel better. So with the help of our creative art teacher, we decided to test it out. Does art therapy actually work? Did our students find it useful? Or is it just another overhyped trend? Let's find out.
I'm going to ask you a question. What are you doing here?
I'm painting a river. You can express your idea in one form that is not writing or talking, which can be sometimes nervous or
I don't know how is that word.
Stressful?
Stressful, yeah.
It was really nice, and it was amazing that we could spend time with others.
I think that paint doesn't do anything for me, and I like more sport.
I don't like really much painting because I am not very good at painting. So I want to do the things better, and that makes that it stress me more. So it is for me better doing sport.
For me, it's relaxing.
I think it can be a great pastime, even if you don't know how to draw or paint, because the practice makes the master. It's actually quite relaxing.
I think anything that makes you reflect on how you feel, it's positive. But I think each person has to find their own cup of tea. Like, for instance, some people may find painting relaxing, some other sports, reading, any kind of activity. So there's not a rule which you can use for everyone.
And that wraps up our mental health project. It took a lot of work, but we learned so much about how to take care of our minds. A lot of us started thinking differently about the things we usually take for granted, and now we see the good stuff in our lives a bit more clearly. Our fourth day together in Ostrava was kind of magical. We hiked up Emma Hill, checked out the view from the City Hall Tower, and yes, had even more
fried cheese because I like it a lot.
Will the boys miss our town? We think so.
Ubilinese unas espanescu.
Adiós.
Os esperamos.
Adiós.
Hasta luego.
Hasta pronto.
Chao.
Nos vemos.
Adiós.
Adiós.
Chao.
Hasta pronto. Nos vemos.